AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Just like at Thanksgiving, because of the coronavirus, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends no travel during the upcoming holidays. Stay at home.
Cases are rising, and the safest thing to do is to postpone holiday travel.
Cindy Friedman is at the CDC.
Travel volume was high over Thanksgiving, and even if only a small percentage of those travelers were asymptomatically infected, this can translate into hundreds of thousands of additional infections moving from one community to another.
The CDC says if people do travel, they should consider getting coronavirus tests 1 to 3 days before their trips and again 3 to 5 days afterward. Now that Britain has given emergency use approval for a coronavirus vaccine, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar was asked what that means in the U.S.
While the FDA completes its review, the approval of another independent regulatory body should give Americans additional confidence in the quality of such a vaccine.
Emergency approval in the U.S. could happen as soon as next week. The police chief in St. Paul, Minnesota, says an officer who shot and wounded a black man failed to measure up to department standards. Body cam video of the confrontation was released. The man in St. Paul emerged naked from a dumpster while being sought in connection with a sexual assault. The Supreme Court struggled with whether to require new trials for potentially thousands of prisoners in Louisiana and Oregon who were convicted by non-unanimous juries before the court barred that practice last year. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander said goodbye to the Senate today. He did not run for re-election. This was the reaction from Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Here's something else that never changes. How reassuring it is to be weighing a thorny question and see Lamar Alexander sitting across the table.
Alexander served 3 terms in the Senate. This is AP News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says for diplomatic reasons, he opposes a bill to suspend UN inspections and boost uranium enrichment.
The tug of war over the bill, which gained momentum after the killing of a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist last month, reflects the rivalry between Rouhani, a relative moderate, and hardline lawmakers who dominate the parliament and favour a more confrontational approach to the West. Speaking at a cabinet meeting, Rouhani said his administration does not agree with the bill and considers it harmful for the trend of diplomatic activities. He implied the lawmakers are positioning themselves ahead of elections planned for June. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Transportation Department says when it comes to air travel, only dogs can be service animals. Companions used for emotional support don't count. Airlines have been at odds with passengers who bring their pets on board for free, saying they need them for emotional support. Ed Donahue, AP News.